Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. Okay, we're continuing in Betzias HaPas, packet 3. So the Gemara in Brachas, I'm involved in Aleph on page 1. So the Balabayis is Botseya. So he's going to make the motzi and he's going to give out the bread to everybody. The Oreach Mevarech. And the Oreach, he's going to lead the bench. Balabais botzei kidei shivtzu ba'ayin yofa. Because the Balabais is going to give out the challah, so this way he can give generous portions, because it's his food, so he can give out in generous portions. V'oreach mevorach kidei shivarach Balabais. And the oreach will bench, so he can say because Balabais, right? We know that there's a bracha that the oreach gives the Balabais when he benches. Etc. Rabbi Moshe Badvarm Yitzlach Maod B'chol Nachosav Yu Chosav Nit Chaseinu Mitzlochim Krovim La'ir, etc. etc. So that is the idea. So the question is, when a person does the Betzias HaPas, the Balabais, how much should he be Botzeya? In other words, so if you look here on page 6, the Gemara says, Rav Zeira hava Botzeya akula sherusa. Rashi, prusa gedola. Sheedai lo l'chol hasuda b'shabas. In other words, when he would make hamotzi, then he would cut a big piece, a prusa gedola, sheyadai lo l'chol hasuda b'shabas, that was sufficient for the whole suda. It was not just you could eat now, and you serve a little bit, and you cut off a little bit later. No, one nice geshmak slice that will be there for the whole suda. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravina Larvashi v'hakan mechazi ki Rav Sanusa." So you look like, you know, you're like a glutton. You know that you're making such, you're cutting such a big slice. Mechazi ki Rav Sanusa. So Amalei Kevin dechol yoma lo ka'avid hachi. Since every day when I cut, I don't cut such big portions. But today on Shabbos, in the Ka'ovid, but now I'm doing it, so it shows that it's not because I'm a glutton. It shows that on Shabbos, you have a bigger prusa. That'll be sufficient for the whole Shabbos meal. It's like for covered Shabbos. In the Ka'ovid, lo mischazek rav sinusa. So he sees that that since every day I don't do this, and I just do it for Shabbos, so it shows that it's more of a covered Shabbos type of thing. That not that I'm a glutton. So Rashi learns akula sherusa means a prusa gedola. So it's the first you caught a prusa gedola, and then you take from that prusa. But if you look in the Rashba, he says a different pshat, an akula sherusa. Says the Rashba on page 8. That's Rashi's pshat. He says, "Ve'enu mechuver be'enai." Chada de lo havelei lemeimer akula sherusa labatz akula sherusa. What is akula sherusa? For odim ke heichem parach mechzik kirav senusa adrava heino ayin yofa. Why is it mechzik kirav senusa? Isn't that ayin yofa? Why do you, in other words, if you do a big portion, why do you say it's mechzik kirav senusa? Why don't you just say it's ayin yofa? For od. So he says, no. Pshat in Akula Sherusa. Haki Perusa. Botza kol hakikaras hamunochas lufan of lechol. It means that if you have all the rolls in front of you, you cut. You cut the whole, every roll he cut. In other words, it's not a question of cutting a lot from one particular roll. But he would cut all the rolls, he would cut.
Rabbi, what's the thing from Reb Chiya? What does that mean?
Because Reb Chiya says, right before that, that you have to have Lecha Mishnah. So since you have to have Lecha Mishnah, so this Gemara is a continuation of the line before. The line before says that you have to have Lecha Mishnah. For Shabbos Chayav Dom L'Mitzvah, Hal Shtei Kikaros. So this is a continuation of that previous Gemara. The Gemara says before you have to be Moseh Shtei Kikaros. Yeah, okay. Look, you went to Yeshiva Flapper, so did I, but you mean... So what can I tell you? Okay. So Mimela. So that's a continuation of that previous Gemara. So there are two different pshatim here. The Rashi says it means that you cut one challah you cut, but you cut a nice amount. That'll last for the whole meal. As opposed to the Rashba learns, that means that you cut all the challahs, all the full challahs in front of you. Here he says it means the two shleimas for Lecha Mishnah, you're going to cut both of them. So that's another pshat in Kula Sherusi.
Sorry, according to... Sorry.
Yeah.
According to the Arizal, do they cut all 12? Do they cut all 12 of them?
You mean, if you hold the 12 challahs in front of you, then you would cut all 12. Then you cut all 12.
According to Rashi and Rashba, is it the same amount of bread, just like one's dividing it up between two challahs and one's putting it on one challah, basically?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay. So if you look now and show... Yeah.
Now, one question I had, according to the Rashba, how are you motzi the other people? Because the whole thing of Lecha Mishnah is to be motzi onto lechamim, not to make a bracha on the lechem. So, how are you motzi the other people? Shouldn't they be doing their own betziah on the?
Well, they're going to be yotze with his hamotzi, and they're going to be eating from the lechem mishnah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So now let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 14. It says, "V'livtza prusa ketana, v'nishanira kitzarayin." In other words, you shouldn't just cut a little bit because that looks like you're stingy. Tzarayin. "V'lo prusa yosem mikabetza," and you shouldn't have a piece bigger than a kibetza. But it says the Ramah, over Shabbos lo yachtach b'kikar ad achar habracha. On Shabbos, you don't cut till after the bracha. Because even though we really are supposed to cut before the bracha, as we discussed, but that's shouldn't have a hefsek. But on Shabbos, if you're going to do that, we're afraid you're going to cut too much and then you're going to lose out on lacha mishnah. So he says, over Shabbos lo yachtach. Shabbos lo yachach b'kikar al achar habracha. Deishia kikar shleibos. Kol mokum shochach v'katach kabo b'chol einu mazik. But if you did on Shabbos, you cut a nice amount. But we said a nice amount means that if you'll pick up the smaller part, the bigger part will still, you know, be picked up with it. It won't fall down, right? So if on Shabbos you did a significant amount, it's also okay, because it's still Lecha Mishnah. But it's just with Choshesh that you shouldn't do it, because you might cut too much. So that's why in Shabbos, you just cut a little bit in the beginning, a little, and then you make the bracha, and then you cut the rest. On the weekday, you cut deep, as long as that when you pick up the smaller part, it'll still come along. And then after you make the bracha, you've finished. Yeah.
Does it say to cut a little bit?
It
just says
lo yachtach. Yeah, so we'll see what that means. But it's brought down that that you do cut. It's just we'll see. But that's what in general I think we saw that already in one of the, but he says like this. In other words, the concept of not cutting more than a kibetza is only on the weekday. And when you're eating alone. The Shabbos, or Shaokal, Har B'nei Adam, Tzarech Litein, Menaprus, L'chol Echad, Kizayis, Mutal of Tzor, Kifima, Shetzarech Lo. So he says, on Shabbos, you do much more than a beitza, right? In other words, your original cut is can be eight beitzas, and then you're going to cut them and distribute them, right? On Shabbos, but on a weekday, you shouldn't cut more than a beitza.
What's the reason for that? For the weekday?
The weekday is because we don't want you to be looking like a glutton near a kirafsa.
So, because we want you to look like...
Because you're eating, the weekday, presumably you're eating alone.
Is this consistent with Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says...
The Rashi for more?
Well, he doesn't say the Rashba here, right? He doesn't say the Rashba.
The
Rashba says, right, Chaticha Gedola. So this seemingly is consistent more with Rashi than the Rashba. That you're giving, in other words, you're cutting, well, you cut off a piece, now you have a big piece that you just cut off, and then that big piece you're going to distribute to the various people. But that big piece could be more than a beitza. Well, in other words, because it's not a rabsum, you know that there are 10 people at the table, so now that piece you're going to divide on many people. And that's what he says. Menaprusa. Look at the Magen Avraham. Menaprusa, Perish. Iker ha-mitzvah losis lechem mi-aprusa, shechotach, l'chol echa ve'echad. V'lo ben ha-lechem shanishar. So what does that mean? It means that the Iker is that you cut off something. And then you divide that piece. And the Machtzitz HaShekel says on page 15 that a prusa pesh ikar mitzvah zel tam de rosh lachtok prusa gedoli yosef bebeitza. Well, the Shabbos afil hu yosef levad muter. Because on Shabbos you could also make cut a big piece. Because since you don't do like that way the whole week, then the people are not going to say you're absent. The woman that left him the shabbat, sorrow and deserve is a suda gadola. Okay, so let's see. Okay, well, Mashabas Ochel Harbinay Adam Tarch Litim and Aprusum Cholecha Kazayas Mutal of Tzoa. So he says the way to do it is to give everyone a Kazayas. In other words, so on Shabbos you're going to cut a big piece and then you're going to give everyone a Kazayas. You're going to give everyone a Kazayas. So if you have many people at the table, you can cut a very big piece and then you divide it in a Kazayas to each person.
Does the
Bodhisattva
also get a
Kazayas
from a piece that he cut?
Yes, he'll cut for himself a Kazayas.
So he cuts off a big piece and then takes the first piece from the big piece from himself.
Himself, right. And then, yeah. Right.
Should it be big enough that it'll last everyone the whole meal, or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they want seconds, you can give out seconds.
Why does everyone need a Kazayas? I don't understand why everyone needs a Kazayas.
Well, everyone's going to eat a Kazayas at the meal to the Yotze, you know, to potter all the other Ochlin that...
If the Bolseya eats a Kazayas and everybody else eats some, isn't that good enough?
No, because we'll see. Because the Maisa, everyone has to... In other words, if you don't eat a Kazayas and then you eat your meat and your potatoes and this, there's a serious shiloh whether you had to make a bracha on these things. The fact that a motzi is poter is because you ate a Kazayas of a motzi. So everyone has to eat a Kazayas of a motzi.
And do they have to eat it at the beginning before they eat their meat and everything else?
Preferably. Preferably you should eat it first thing. That should be the first thing you... You know, I always tell people, you know...
Not just the first thing, but the first thing in a full kazayas. You have to eat a full kazayas.
If you want kazayas, but they have chilas pras. So this way... Yeah. Because if you just eat a little bit now, a little bit later, then you didn't eat a kazayas at a kazayas chilas pras.
That's the way most people eat.
Most people what?
Eat. That's the way they eat a little now and a little later.
Right. So we should make sure that we... That eat right away, you eat a eat your kazayas, at least the kazayas. Yeah. Okay, so let's see what else here. And take a look in the Kaf HaChaim on page 19. Okay, we'll look in the Kaf HaChaim on page 19. Tzorach litei men aprusa. Perish ikar mitzvah lasseis lechem me aprusa shechotach l'cholecha v'echad. In other words, you should take what you're cutting off. V'lo nishar men alechem anishar. Tzorach lizar besuda gedola. Okay, mi midivre ari izal b'shar kavonas. Mashmah the tzorach l'vtzoach. So the Arizal says in the Shar HaKavanos, the Tzarch Livtzo Ben Hakikash, this is on page 19, on the bottom. Masha Tzarch Livtzo Ben Hakikash Osa Olav HaMotzi V'loseis Lachem V'lo Ben HaPrusha Shechotech La'atzmo. In other words, it shouldn't be that, in other words, first you're going to cut this big piece, right? And then you're going to cut a piece for yourself. Right? But that piece of yourself is only for yourself. You shouldn't take that piece and now cut it into, you know, one kazayas for yourself and then cut that little piece up and give those pieces out. No, you cut off a big piece, and then from that big piece, you give out kazayasim to yourself and to other people. Pavel gav the sham medab b'Shabbos. לא יש חילוק בזה בין שמס לחול, אם היה צריך להוסיף בחתיך הראשון לכולם, היה אומר חותך חתיך הגדול וחותך ממנו לא כזייס ולאשתו כבעצם אחר כך לא מסוגם. אבל מה שחתיך הראשון דווקא צריך להיות לבדה. ולכן חוזר וחותך כל רכב אחד מהכיכר עצמו שברך עליו המוציא. So what is he saying here? He's Votzei Menaki Kishosol Avavotzi Votzei Slachim Favogav Dishon Medan Vishabis Lo Yesh Chivot Bezeh Ben Shabbos Lachol Dim Haya Tzorech Losis Mechatich Avishon Ol Kulam היה אומר חותך חתיך הגדול וחותך ממנו לא כזי שלי שלו גבי זה אחר כך ומסובים אבל משהו את החתיך הראשון דווקא צריך להיות לא לבד ולאחר עם חוזר חותך בכל אחד ואחד מהכיכר עצמו שיביר לך לא רמוצי so look what he says the next page the next thing כזו משאר כנס הגדול כמה חתיך צריך לחתוך בברכס המוצי so he says hey חתיך אז בלא שם so he has different remozim He says like this. Let me read all the Kabbalah. So he says that. Yeah, look at the line. The line that begins, V'nimshach ha-mazon. First word of the line is, V'nimshach ha-mazon. Then it says, V'tivtza mimenu t'chila shir k'zayis v'tuchlenu ata. V'tuchavim sh'k'zayis hazeh hu k'neged os yud shal havayish. V'chachach tivtza b'tziya beiz k'shir beitza. ‫עשיתם לאשתך. ‫תכוון שהוא כנגד, ‫וכך הצפצו ותן לשאר בני הסוד ‫היושם שם. ‫אז מה הוא אומר פה? ‫הוא אומר פה בצורה אחרת. ‫הוא אומר, ‫הוא אומר, ‫הוא אומר, ‫הוא אומר, ‫הוא אומר, ‫הוא אומר, But it says a different way. He says, yeah. He says, the first way we had is you cut a whole big thing, right? A whole big amount, and then you cut off pieces for the different people, for yourself, your wife. But the Kaf HaChaim here is saying a different thing. He says, At first, you cut a piece for yourself. You cut a piece for yourself. Shir kezayis, v'tochlenu ata. V'tchavish ha-kezayis zehu ne'ir. V'chakach, then you cut another piece for your wife. So what is he saying? That
successive cuts.
Successive cuts. So the first piece is just one
for you.
The second one
is for your wife.
For your wife. No, but not a big one. In other words, you're making a motzi on the whole challah. And then you're cutting off one piece for yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And then another. So the difference between the shot we had before is, well, he's not saying that you cut out this big piece first.
Yeah.
He's saying first you cut a small, you cut a, like a kezayis. For yourself. You cut a kezayis for yourself. Not a whole big piece, just a kezayis. And then you cut a kebetza for your wife. A chakatifza v'tidin kebetza for your wife. And then a chakatifza v'tidin shniyak shishim kebetza v'tidin ishtacha. And then you have different kavanas here. V'chakach tivtza v'titim l'shar b'nei hasuda. Hayoshim sham. Is that sharply taken? And he gives a pi kabbalah. Well, be almost. This is the way you do Friday night. So the question is: so is he saying that we don't do, you know, kula sherusa? The idea that we do. In other words, we first that you do kula sherusa, you make, say, the Rashba's pshat is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rashi's pshat. So the Rashi's pshat is that you mashma, that you cut out, you cut a whole big piece, and then you first, and then you start. But it seems from the way one of the Svarim quotes the Kaf HaChaim is that Chetich Rishon Adavka Tzvichel is Lod Vado. Here. Ulacherim Chose V'chotech L'cholecha V'akikar Atzma Shabir Chalav Amotzi. So basically, this is a whole different way of doing it. But L'chore, that the whole concept Botza Kula Sherusa, how is, in other words, is the Arizal totally ignoring that thing? Because he seemingly says the first one you do for yourself, the second one you do for your wife. And then you cut the rest for. But it seems here that he doesn't have this idea of cutting one big piece first and then cutting up that piece. Ezra, is that what you understood it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your first name again?
Stephen.
Lieber. Where are you from?
West Hempstead.
West Hempstead, okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Yeah.
So he says that you cut the first kezias for yourself, and then you give a kibbutz to your wife.
Yeah.
So why is it just like kavod for your wife? Like why is it?
Yeah, he writes here, b'shem d'misudas u'mshechas ha'orosh el b'chines ha'malchus.
Does that mean more than a kezias?
Yeah, malchus.
And also, you said that since he's cutting off successive pieces, you said that if you be doing the Pusa Gedola and cutting off the big section that you distribute, then that would be considered making the bracha on that part of the bread. But if you do cut off successive parts, then it's like you're making the hamotzi on the whole bread.
Right.
Right. So I'm still confused about that. About that idea, because even if you are making it on a Pusa Gedola, you're still making the bracha on the whole bread, because we want to make the bracha on the shalim, and we want to like hold the whole bread in our hands, like where they make
right.
The whole bread, but even if you're only distributing part of it, the first part that you cut off.
Right, meaning ultimately you're making it on everything, but lemaisa, the first thing that you're cutting off, that's the direct. Everything else is like spillover. Because your bracha is going on everything, but what is the bracha going directly on?
Shouldn't the bracha be going directly on the entire thing because of the end of making it on the shalom?
No, because that's only what you're going to eat later. So you're in a chanami. You have to, in other words, the bracha directly, it's like the bracha is going on what you're eating now, and then it's everything else is memela niftar. But what is the bracha going on directly? It's going directly on what you're cutting off now. And anything else is also included, but that's like spillover.
Is there a reason to say that the idea of what you're, the question of the bracha on directly, is at all related to cutting off the first piece? Like I just said,
yeah, because since we have this idea that we don't try to gobble up everything at once, so we view, like the first piece is what the bracha is going on, and everything else is like memela niftar.
If I'm making the bracha on the entire shalim directly, then it would be gluttonous.
Right. Because you don't just eat from the whole thing.
That just sounds like, if that's like a shkafic idea, that I don't want to be gluttonous and make a bracha on the whole thing, that seems to be going against the halacha that I should die.
Because on one hand, we want to have sholem.
Yeah.
We want to have sholem.
It seems to be conflicting values.
No, sholem mitzad the chefza, but mitzad the gavra.
How can we both be eating mitzad the chefza, having a sholem, and mitzad the gavra, not having a sholem?
Because one is how you act, and one is from the perspective of the bread is more chashuv as a sholem. From the perspective of how a person eats, no one would say, you know what, take challah rolls and just stuff it in your, just eat it as a sholem.
Yeah.
Right? No one would say that, because that's not respectful.
Yeah.
So it's a different respect from the way a person eats, as opposed to from the perspective of the chefza, as from the perspective of the gavra. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
But what you're saying, you're saying you're making a good point, but I think that's how you have to.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now, the only question I want to raise now is according to how do you understand this gemara of Batzah Kula Sherusa? And the Rambam learns, for Shabbos Yesh Alavtzah Prusa Gedola. So it could mean that on Shabbos you should give it a good piece. But there was this idea that to do it in two stages. The big thing, I don't think the Rambam learns that way. Whereas Rashi learns a big piece and then cut up the big piece. Rashi learns, cut it, you know, two pieces together. Maybe the Rambam learns that it just means that you're going to make a motzi and then you're going to cut big pieces. But not like, in other words, the way Rashi learned. In other words, maybe there's a third way of learning this whole Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, I'm trying to understand. In other words, the way we learn the Gemara based on the Rashba and the Rashi is Akula Sherusa, right? It means you did a big piece, and then you take that big piece and you cut it into multiple pieces, right? And you give it out. But it could be the Rambam is just saying no. All it means is you don't give this. You don't have to do the two things. You can do cut big pieces, like each piece is a kazayis or something like that.
It's not so big.
Or okay, but meaning not a little thing. So something significant to each person.
To the minimum
kazayis. Yeah, I understand, but I mean maybe between a kazayis and a beitza, because it shouldn't be more than a beitza because it's a rough.
The Rambam says you cut for each person? Separate?
Yeah, I'm saying maybe the Rambam, maybe that's like their Arizal. Because the Rambam never says this idea of cutting and then cutting again. Right? You hear what I'm saying? And the Arizal doesn't say this idea of cutting and then cutting again. You hear what I'm saying, Ezra? Right? They both don't say this idea. And the Gemara, you could just say Akula Sherusa means that what a person's going to need, you know, for the meal. If he'll need more, he'll take more later. But each one gets a nice piece, a gezunta piece. You don't give little pieces out. Each one gets a nice gezunta piece. And the Rav Arizal understands is that you give one piece for yourself, and then you even give a bigger piece to your wife, and then you give to the rest. But this the Shulchan Aruch, how does the Shulchan Aruch present it? The Shulchan Aruch presents it. Let's see the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. How does the Shulchan Aruch present it? The The Magen Avraham says, "Sheikra mitzvah l'asei lecha v'aprusha shechatach l'chol lecha v'echad." Maybe the Magen Avraham is, but even though the Shulchan Aruch, does the Shulchan Aruch necessarily say like Rashi? Maybe, because he says, the Ramah says, "Sarchli teimen haprusa l'chol echad his eyes." So it's mashma. The first is the prusa. So it's mashma is one prusa. But I don't know. What do you think? Does it necessarily that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's these two stages? What? Right. The Ramah says, "Tzarich l'item prusa l'chol echad." Prusa is mashu. It's one prusa. Is that what you say? It's one prusa, and then you take a. And the Mechaber doesn't necessarily say that, right? Right? I don't think the Mechaber says that, but the Ramah is mashu that way. Ramah and the Magen Avraham, maybe.
How do you, first of all, when we say that, when we're talking about the Rambam and the Arizal, are we saying what we start saying in the Kaf HaChaim?
Yeah, I mean, the Kaf HaChaim quotes, he's quoting from Milfi Divrei Arizal.
Also, the lashon of the Gemara was prusa. Was it? Akula shidusa.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how that could be mashma multiple big pieces.
Akula shidusa. But each time you do a kula shirusa, you give something big.
What
does
shirusa mean?
The meal. The kula shirusa is the whole meal. So that could just mean each person gets, you know, a nice piece. Not just a crumb or something.
Is that kezias or kezias enough for the whole meal for everyone?
I guess it depends how what else they were eating.
Rebbe, before you had mentioned that you shouldn't give out pieces bigger than a kebab because it's like a rapson.
Right.
So I wanted to maybe suggest that maybe it's only a rapson if it's for yourself. But maybe if you're cutting for someone else, then it's a tovayin if you give bigger.
Uh-huh. Right here.
So maybe it's not a problem to give someone more than a kebaya.
Interesting.
That was the first
Gemara,
right?
Yeah. Sure. But the main point that I'm trying to tackle here is, could there be a third shot in Kula Sherusa other than Rashi and the Rashba? Meaning, just give out big. Meaning, give out big pieces. Make a bracha on the whole thing, and then cut up instead of doing it in two things.
So, does this Gemara necessarily imply that this is the halacha that we have, that whenever we do b'tzia we have to do it, or is this just what one rabbi did?
Right.
That's
the question is, is it even a lechatchila, or it's just a hanhaga?
Right.
Yeah. And then the Mariel on page 22 says, the Mari Sigal Olam Shehizki Tevas Hashem, when he gets Hashem Hashem in the Birkas Hamotzi, he bia es hapas, b'shtei yadav. He would pick up the bread with b'shtei yadav. B'chol hevim hapas of a Shabbos hashtayim.
Rabbi, what about breakaway challah?
Breakaway challah, oh. I like breakaway challah. It makes it much easier.
So, right, so how does that fit in with this?
Yeah, so breakaway challah. So, yeah, so it wouldn't be so easy to... It would be the way I like it. Breakaway challah means you have like challah with like eight different parts. And you just, you don't cut with a knife, you just pull it off and it comes right off.
But if you hold it up and it would fall, then it's not
shiny. Yeah, but it wouldn't, I guess.
Fall.
And it breaks.
It's stuck together.
It's stuck together enough,
oh,
but...
Oh, the circle thing?
The circle thing.
Oh, yeah, fine, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I like breakaway challah.
That's really good.
Because sometimes, you know what happens, the kids are very anxious to get their chalak, so I'm still cutting. And, you know, the knife is there, and the hands are there, it could get very, you know. So the breakaway, you know, is, okay, I like breakaway. But it's, they didn't have breakaway at the time of Chazal, believe me. There's no breakaway chalas then. That's a new nuzach, breakaway chalas. Okay, but that's the question of, so I always, when I cut, I always cut first for me, and then I give a piece to my wife.
Most people do it from the what you cut, or
yeah. So and then to the rest of it. Then I cut more people than the rest.
Like
of it.
At the cut time, or you do like one big thing.
I used to. I don't know. I was doing like the Chaf HaChaim. I was doing. Okay, Rabotai. So. Okay, so this is an important yisod, what we did today, the machlokas, the Rashi and the Rashba, and whether they're the third shita, and whether the Kaf HaChaim shita, and what's called the Rav Sanusa. I mean, there is a Yerushalmi, just one last thing, there's a Yerushalmi here. On, let me see. There's the Yerushalmi. Here, page 4 and 5. Chama Yivarech Rafalal Rahman HaKazayis V'chad Omer Ad Pochas MiKazayis. Few Oprusas Pochas MiKazayis Yivarech Hamot. See? Tavka Ta... I don't know. And Mishum Shakur V'olcha Shishoy Masun. Paul Gatan V'chad Few Machzaz HaMichel Sultan HaMikhen Pochas. Okay. It's a sheet that you even do all pochas. I feel a prusas pochas because I smavar chamotzi. Okay, something to look at. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, Natan, have a good day. And Avigdor, I see you made it back to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Okay, nice to see you. And Jacob, nice to see you. Rav Harari, Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Lavi, Meir Kesselman, Elon Sasson, Avram Levitt, Ezra Hagler, and
Stephen
Lieber. Okay, we'll get to know each other, Ezra Hashem, and Harav David Tanishlita. Okay, nice to see you all. Have a good day, and Ezra Hashem tomorrow will continue Ezra Hashem's Yat HaDishmaya.